It's obvious, you know. It's the energy in here is like nothing I've ever seen before. So, you know, first things first, big props to all you guys for everything you built. You know, all credit goes to you. And as I said, it's beautiful to see a company who has been so focused for so many years, kind of working behind the scenes and working the shadows to make such an incredible product. And I think 2025 is, you know, really your year to shine. And hopefully, I can play a small part in making that a reality.
Welcome to New York. When last were you in New York?
7 years ago.
7 years ago?
Yeah, 7 years ago. I was here for a two-day training with an agency client. Fun enough helping them sell digital products through a webinar.
What am I actually doing out here in New York? I have a two-day training with a company out here called Motivate Design. So for a two-day training, I charge $20,000. It's an extra stream of income within my agency. I usually do one of these every like two months.
How much were you making at that time?
I remember that was my first 200K a month.
Ever?
Yeah. I think I made 120 from the digital products and like 80 from the agency.
What digital product?
Back then I released an agency digital product.
That was your first digital product?
Well, first proper one. I had that one I tried to start like 9 years ago when I was like 15, 16, a PDF.
So you're 16 and you try to sell a PDF?
Yeah. I couldn't get payment processing. I was like, fuck, when people buy this, do I have to like email it to them? I had no idea how I actually, the tools weren't as robust as they are now.
So what brings you to New York now?
So I'm here because we were doing the press release announcement to the team of quite a substantial investment to take a very large stake as a co-owner in WAP. So I guess we're going to be spending more time here now. I don't complain, I like New York.
Alex?
Yeah, hi,
all right, me in person. Let's go.
Great to meet you.
Make sure you show your
out. Take a tour.
So, wait, we can probably start here. This is the engineering war room.
War room.
This is like no lights on, everyone's cranking. Like you can see all the Apple monitors.
Things.
So this is all just like all, both these, like that room, this row here, this like four desks per, all of this is engineering. And then over these rows, like engineers and some data people. So pretty much all of this is engineering. Engineers there, Brett's with an engineer right now. And then over here is like all operations. 35, I'm on the highway. Frank Sinatra on my soul, no. Loud as fuck, I did it my way. Me and soul before the album drop. White lessons before I had a deal.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So you built everything out. Sid, do you want to share maybe your background?
Let's see. I'm Sid. Been at WAP for like 8-9 months now. Prior to that, I did a bunch of time at a few tech companies working on advertising and all those other areas. And
amazing.
He doesn't talk himself up very much, but he was personally hired by Zuckerberg during the Cambridge Analytica scandal to take down fake news. And then if you go to google.com, you built their Discover product when you like really see everything on the screen.
You ever use the Google app? You scroll and you see like a feed of content in there? Yeah, I worked a lot on that monetization, like helping publishers make money in the distribution angle of it. Same concept, like advertisers suck up money, but how you give that dollars back to the ecosystem,
sure.
So actually growing and actually building a good business. I think what got me here is like on those ads platforms, we were making a lot of money, but people weren't actually making money. The CPMs were low. It was really the best way to make money was just be the platform. But if you frame it out, the long term, I think, optionality is get those millions of people who are creators to actually make money. And that's why I joined WAP. It's no other way to do this. And then you have AI coming in, information, everything changing. So I think people are going to pay for information. I think it's going to be a massive market. It's all about product. When I joined, we were on Slack. Now we're not on Slack. We're on WAP. The whole company runs on WAP. And that just feels so crazy, but it gets me excited.
I mean, our product's so much better, like light years ahead now that we use it, because you'll be like on your phone, on the mobile app, just scrolling, and you'd be like, this sucks. Like, and you just send a screenshot.
And you fix it.
That right now.
Everyone's awesome. Pretty much coffee and caffeine makes this business run. So we've got like a bunch of coffee machines. Honestly, one of our best strategies we've ever done is like before 5 p.m., you get $20 Uber Eats credits if you order to the office. So everyone gets lunch, so they never leave for lunch. And then, and then past 6 p.m., you also get dinner, like another 20 towards dinner, and you can only order it here. And then if you stay past 9 p.m., you get a free Uber ride home. So it's been a crazy productivity hack. And then we've just got like a couple things, you know, just like cool booths that people do. So maybe we just like non-stop take any calls they need to. It's kind of like a WeWork style thing where people can just crank 24/7, kind of find their own space. So this is like the sales war room. This is like account management. This is also marketing as well here too. So they're kind of like different pods that people can do. So we used to have like Steven would have like his own room in the corner suite, but like it felt like pretty disconnected. And I think like our culture is very much just like very flat in terms of like you can go up to anyone, you can talk to anyone. So I think we kind of just optimize for that more than like a solo room, untouchable figure kind of archetype. Pretty much one thing that we've found like has worked for us is like getting entrepreneurs, because that way when someone owns like a specific job that they're meant to get done, they operate like an entrepreneur. So instead of like, you know, someone that's like a Harvard MBA or whatever that is, those people would used to come in, we used to hire them, and they just wouldn't, once they finished a task, they would just be wanting to wait until they got more instructions, versus like Eddie, for example, once he's produced the next piece of content, for example, for his campaign he's working on, he'll be thinking about the next idea. So that's one thing that's pretty consistent about everyone that we bring to the team. Yeah, over here, we also got like a movie room that kind of turned into a marketing room as well. It's just like, for our different campaigns, we're just like filming whatnot, this will kind of turn into just like a recording set for like ads or if we want to, for example, shoot a VSL or something. But yeah, this is where a little marketing guys hang and they get stuff done. They run it.
Cool. Sick. Playing field ain't leveled, that's how I engineered it. You don't know when I'ma pop up and when I'm disappearing. Lately it's been something I don't really like in your spirit. While it's lame, made the beat, nigga John engineered it. She ain't flying in spirit.
Yeah, listen, I won't go too far into specifics, but yeah, when you write a check of this size with what I bring to the table, obviously I'm more than just a cash investor, it's a big strategic investment. So, you know, you get to come in with very favorable terms. Yeah, I guess all that to say, like, it's crazy to think from 10 years ago to now, you know, it's $1 billion plays.
That's it. It's all part of the process. It's the natural progression. Did you see yourself coming into this arena?
What, in terms of
like this sector?
This kind of company?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, the digital product industry is the industry I know better than anything else.
And but like, when did you start realizing that this would kind of be the next move?
2 years ago. 2 years ago, obviously, I'm not, you know, man, there's so much shit people don't know. Sometimes I really wish people knew what actually went on behind the scenes and like the real levels behind the scenes. Obviously, I'm sure Zeno will bleep it out, but yeah, no, this is like 2-ish years ago. They came to me for me to be a co-owner and then I told them, fuck that, with that sort of deal terms, like no fucking chance in hell I'm doing it. And then I told them, go to, I said, I'm not doing it for those kind of terms. And then obviously like 9 months later, they came back. I mean, they were quite persistent, or even 6 months later they came back. Obviously I negotiated the deal of a lifetime, like that was craziest deal on earth. But just, and yeah, I just spent like the last 9 months getting the best terms from every single company. Some companies I couldn't, like there was one company I was really close with, but I just couldn't invest enough of what I would have wanted to. Like the company was just, their stage is too small. And for me, the biggest thing is actually just being on the right side of history. Like I don't want to look back in 10 years and be like, okay, cool. I mean, of course, every single deal with every single company, even though I'm putting in a lot of money, because because of the way that I structure everything, what I get back on day one. Obviously, we're not going to go into the specifics, and you can only do this when you have as much as weight as I do in this industry. Like, even though every deal would have made sure, like, our kids never need to work again. I just wanted to be on the right side of history. That was actually the number one most important thing. We're young. I'm still only 25. I plan on having a long career. There's certain companies I believe in, but I wouldn't want to publicly like associate myself so closely. Like, as an investor, sure, but as a co-owner, yeah, there's certain businesses that aren't good for your track record in your career. Whereas WAP is like, I believe wholeheartedly with every fiber of my being that they're gonna, by landslide, win this race. And this race is, I said, the industry I know better than anything else. And listen, it's a massive race. Whoever wins this within 5 years will be a $100 billion company, 100%.
From your little room in London to New York, huh?
Yeah, bro, it's been a journey.
Thank you very much.
So walk around town.
Yeah. A little walk ski.
Yeah.
It's nice walking around.
It is nice.
I miss it. Don't get to do it much day to day.
So what's the plan?
Huh? The plan now is we have to go to the production company that's helping with the one aspect of the sort of WAP announcement and monetized relaunch. They're doing some stuff on Times Square, right?
Yeah.
So we're gonna pop in, check in with them. Go for dinner and just a bunch of work, bro. Just meetings. Looking crazy. We'll do a chill one today.
Start spreading the news.
The idea of sitting down at my desk and working alone, like not working with other people that I really enjoy working with, it's just not. I would just retire.
Mm.
Like, imagine if you didn't have all the laughs we had.
No way.
Throughout the day, bro. Like, but the work, the challenges, but then also the laughs and the all those situations that you're gonna like tell your kids about, and you're like, that one time in such and such place, that one time we were on a work trip here, but this random thing happened, or like there was this one person I used to work with, and like that's hard to replace. And I will say it is a very like privileged thing to say, because obviously you can only think like this once you get to a certain level in your career. You know, I'm sure like when you first start on your career, all you care about is just like, I just want to make money, I just want to like pull myself out of my situation. But once you know you're good no matter what, like then you start to think about like, okay, do I really find my work fulfilling? And to me, I guess even more importantly, like, do I find it fulfilling who I do it with?
So yeah, what's the plan?
Going for dinner with WAP team.
I'm ready for a broad in.
Just want to say a big toast, big thank you to all of you guys for the warm welcome in New York, and cheers to a very, very big 2025.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers,
boys.
Salud.
Salud. So is working hard actually how you become rich?
It's an uncomfortable truth, but I mean, look around you. The hardest working people usually don't get compensated fairly for how hard they actually work. And listen, I'm going to be entirely honest. Of course, I've worked hard in my career, but if you look at how much I've made compared to how much other people have made, I almost sometimes feel a little guilty, but that's how the world works. It's not about how hard you work. It's about making sure you work hard in the right vehicle.
And what is the right vehicle if someone wants to start in 2025?
Well, the way that I did it, I've been making money with digital products online for 10 years now. And I'll be honest, when I got started, it was a lot more complicated than it is these days. Honestly, in 2025, this is by far the best business model because of AI. You see, now we're living in this incredible time where AI can actually make the digital product for you, and AI can also help you get sales on autopilot, running day and night, basically just working for you. So we're at this early stage where you can use digital products and AI together, and you pretty much just have a full automated business up and running in
and set up for you. And all of that without showing your face, without having any technical experience. You can do it as a beginner.
So how would I get started?
Well, I'm actually doing a 5-day live challenge where I'm going to show people exactly how to set this up step by step, literally hold your hand through the whole process, show you what buttons to click. I mean, it's not really that complicated, if I'm being honest. And yeah, we're just in such an exciting period of time where I've never seen opportunity like this before. In 1 year, do I think the opportunity is still going to be there? I don't know, to be honest. I've been doing this for 10 years and I've never seen as much opportunity in the online digital product space as right now.
Is it free?
It's 100% free. It's online. As I said, it's going to be a 5-day live challenge. I'm going to show you full step-by-step how to actually execute on this. And you can save your spot by clicking the link around the video. Now, I do warn you, there's a limited amount of space simply because I'm actually doing this live for the first time ever. So there's only a certain amount of bandwidth that the streaming software can handle. So it's really important that you reserve your seat ASAP. And with that being said, I look forward to helping you set up your online digital product.
See you there.
Dude, that's the whole building.
Yep. Like that. And then I go, now we're just waiting for the billboard slot. We tried to get as little amount of time as humanly possible on the billboard. Yeah, because obviously we don't want the announcement to be premature. So hopefully no one takes any photos or anything like that.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. imagine now. That's how I got announced. That was so dead, bro.
Leaks are good.
You think so?
Yeah, everyone always leaks announcements.
So, it is official. I am the new co-owner of WAP. Now, you might be wondering, what is WAP? WAP is the fastest growing digital product platform in the world. And if you want to know if we're good at what we do, the answer is no. We're the fucking best at it.
That's not where we come from. We were paying $2 million a month only a couple years ago. Push comes to shove.
He's been working on a pretty important
community about WAP. There's like the coolest one, like latest.
I don't think I've actually said this publicly anywhere, but when I was 16, yeah, it must have been 15 or 16, I actually tried to start a digital product. It was a PDF. I tried to sell a PDF. And I couldn't get payment processing because I was under 18. I had to try to convince my mom to set up a PayPal. Then I was trying to figure out, okay, cool, I got this PDF. I don't know how to sell it. I can't get payments for it. Once someone buys it, do I email it to them? I'm kind of stuck here. And it's crazy to think that was, 9 years ago at this point? And this entire space, digital products, has done so much for me. Both buying digital products, selling digital products, just being involved in the space, as I said, and you know what you guys are doing for everyone is giving people like myself, the younger me, opportunity, you know, really a chance to change their life. So it's cool because you guys are a product company. Clearly, I think what the engineers have done is incredible. You know, just looking around, how hard all of you guys work, it's admirable. It's clear that you guys put product first, and I think that's the way it should be. And you know, your product speaks for itself. Obviously, it's a bit of a shame that more people don't know about you. That's what's crazy. You know, you talk about we're about to pass $1 billion in GMV. Not enough people know what WAP is. Once the world actually knows what the fuck WAP is, it's gonna go parabolic. I mean, obviously, I think we first got into serious discussions about 9 months ago about bringing me on board and making investment in the company and, you know, partnering with WAP. You know, when I first was having private conversations and I was trying to explain it to, you know, my mom or, you know, maybe my friends that aren't in the space, so what is WAP? And at first I started describing it like the Shopify of digital products, but I don't think you can describe WAP because I don't think there is anything like WAP out there. You can do your payment processing on WAP. You can deliver the product to your customer on WAP. You can host your sales page on WAP, and you can get customers on WAP. It's a payment processing, hosting, and advertising platform all in one. And I've never seen anything like that in my life. And I genuinely don't think there is anything else out there. And I think it would be, quite frankly, a disservice to WAP to even try to compare it to anything else, because you know those are all the old ways. Burning through $50 million a month on Facebook and ads is the old way. You know, what you guys are doing with the content reward system, it's a game changer, quite frankly. And you know, all I can say is I love the energy of funny, you guys definitely match the energy of New York. You can feel it. I say this in the most joking way possible. They asked, you know, what was it like when you first walked into office? I was like, I don't take Adderall, but I walked into office and I felt like I felt a certain urge to. You know, it's like it's infectious, and quite frankly, like I can understand. Obviously, you guys have told me stories of, you know, how people stay in at 2 and come in at 9. And I see it. It's obvious. You know, it's the energy in here is like nothing I've ever seen before. So first things first, big props to all you guys for everything you built. You know, all credit goes to you. And as I said, it's beautiful to see a company who has been so focused for so many years, kind of working behind the scenes and working the shadows to make such an incredible product. And I think 2025 is, you know, really your year to shine. And hopefully I can play a small part in making that a reality. And yeah, once again, just honored to be a part of it and look forward to working together.
I saw Wolf Chain.
Oh, damn.
She see money all around me. I look like I'm the man. Yeah, but I was down and out like last week.
My dreams have come true. They have been waiting for it my entire life. Now we get to take over the world together.
Let's do it.
Step one. WAP to 100 billion. Step two, world leadership. Step three, we'll figure it out from there.
The whole WAP team, but we wanted to get you something. Like, you're about to go to war for us in the next like 10 years, and we want to, you know, give you something to go to war with. So, what we got you, this is a Imperial Russian dagger from Dagestan that they used in the early 19th century to actually fight with. So it's made of silver. You can get it polished or whatever, but
that's
it's
incredible.
An actual Russian dagger from Imperial Russia and Dagestan.
That is incredible. Can we fly with this?
We're going to have to figure out how to ship it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely not to London.
Yeah. Probably.
This is bone. This is a horn of an animal. And if you're able to trace it down, that square with an A in it is the maker in Dagestan who made it back in the 19th century. So you should be able to trace that back to him if you get it to the right person. See exactly where it's from.
That is incredible.
Yeah, I appreciate that, gents. We'll
see. Thank you.
100%. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you, bro. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Remember, need a CPO again.
Thank you, gents.
How are we finding New York? Hey, look behind you. Look at that. That's where your offices are.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, those are some sick offices.
Sick offices. So we're in there with the WAP boys. Gosh, I'm in your chain, bro. Yo, man's icy these days.
this is where we're meant to be.
Yeah.
In America.
Yeah.
Not globally.
No.
But in America, this is where we're meant to be.
This makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Running culture, hard workers. Yeah, we've just been filming a lot of more work stuff. So today's a lot of that. And then, who are we seeing later?
Davey Fogarty.
That's crazy. You're still working so fucking hard. Like, are you gonna slow down a bit? Have you slowed down a bit? Because I have.
It gets more intense as the days go by.
Yeah, that's sick. Like, you just feed off it.
Yeah, I don't have an off button.
Yeah.
I think for some people they need to force themselves, whereas for some people they're just wired a certain way. I always say like my best quality of life subjectively was 4 years ago, four or 5 years ago. Team of 10 people, no crazy responsibilities, you know, still doing.
I think my best quality of life is now because I've like got, I'm less attached to the results of the companies. Mm. I've got people in charge of all of the companies, multiple streams of income, some cash flow, and some building enterprise value, and I'm just taking it like less seriously. Like, I'm just enjoying the process rather than that. So like, I don't know if it's like the amount of people that you have, it's just how attached you are to the outcome, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, for me, success is being honest of what you actually want in life and just having a life that's as closest to that image as you want. Now for some people that's like working 5 days of the month, and yeah, maybe they can make 10 times more money, but they just don't need more money.
I think sometimes it's about chapters as well, like,
yes,
you know, moving into the different chapters.
When did we start speaking?
So you, I was at like 200,000 subs, like barely anyone, and I think you were crushing at that point. That's when you started skyrocketing. And I think you messaged me, and then you jumped on a call with me that night.
Yeah.
And you were like, you need any thumbnail designers? You need any of this? And you just fucking started helping. I was like, what the fuck? Like, why are you talking to me? I'm a nobody.
No, bro, that's...
Right? Yeah, I think we had a couple of calls after that.
It's actually so
just so you guys know, I mean, I'm sure everyone knows, but this guy's a fucking e-com legend. How much you done in e-com now?
About 850 mil.
You can hear the break if you want.
It'll be cool when we cross the
big boy numbers, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
How many? How big was your team at its biggest?
About 85. So we quickly went to 200 million a year in COVID, and that was 3rd year of the business. It was fucking insane.
What were you selling?
Wearable blankets and weighted blankets as well. And you know, I did the typical thing when you first start a business, you hire all your friends and all of that kind of stuff. And then COVID came crashing down. I really didn't know how to run a big business. And yeah, shit went really south after that. But now we stabilize more at 150 million a year. And we, you know, I do other stuff as well, YouTube, and mine helps me with that. And, yeah, it's good.
It's the first time you guys are meeting?
In person, yeah. In person. Lots of calls, but first time in person.
And he wears a diamond fucking chain as well.
Bro, listen.
He's kind of impressed me.
You want to tell him about what you do on the consulting side? Like with your clients?
Yeah, so I decided, because when I first started out, you know, that issue that I had when things started crashing down, had to restructure, it was the most stressful period of my life. I realized that there was nobody that could actually coach for brands that were doing over $1 million. You know, entry level, there's a ton of info products out there. So I was trying to help with forecasting, cash flow, hiring, org charts, all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, I started Daily Mentor.
Daily Mentor, go check it out. For what would you say like your usual kind of client is?
It's funny, there's, in terms of like revenue, it's over $1 million, but the archetype of the founder can be so different. It can be the 20-year-old kid from like a Nordic country that's figured out how to arbitrage traffic, or it could be a 40-year-old woman who's just stumbled upon this cool product and has no idea what they're doing. So like the demographic is so different, but all of them just have no idea what they're fucking doing, because e-com is just this like booby-trapped business. Yeah.
The weather cold, the weather so chill, chilly, willy, penguin, feather road, cause I'm sipping pro, yeah, that meth is pro, promethazine, yeah, stepping stone. Oh, they acting up, get your weapons wrong. They only killing time, another second gone.
Who knows, we might have to end that series soon. Because I've documented it to 9 figures. I want to like do it to a billion. I think, you know, I'm always toying with the idea of like, you know, especially I'd say in the last like year and a half, I've kind of got to that stage in my career. I really don't need to be on social media. So, you know, I'm always toying with the idea of like just going ghost. Because I've gotten everything I need out of this game and more. And I think because of that, I start to feel a little less motivated to make videos and whatnot. But yeah, that's my new thing. I want to go 0 to 1 billion and actually get it audited, like prove. Once I hit 1 billion, I think I'll go ghost then. We can both retire. But I also realized, and to be honest, I get it. It's not like, I'm not upset about or emotional about it. It's very hard to root for me. I think that's also one of the reasons I want to do this like road to 1 billion. Because I get it. Like, you're like, okay, cool, bro. Like, you did it. Like, what do you fucking do? I'm happy for you. Like, you know, once you get to a certain level, it's like, you're not really the underdog anymore.
Yeah.
Like, why would I root for you?
Yeah.
The only way is down. So I think this road to 1 billion is kind of like a new challenge for everyone to get behind.
If you're going to record this, shouldn't you kind of come forward with what you're currently at?
Brother, so I'm saying it's very wishy-washy.
Mm.
Like, I'm not joking.
Okay, but to be conservative.
It's above 100. Yeah, it's above 100 for sure.
So you're a tenth of the way, roughly.
Yeah.
Conservatively.
Conservatively, yeah. Yeah, about got a 10x from here. The other reason why I like this is, bro, I've been feeling so like, not bad, but like, obviously I always share where I am at the journey. That's also why like it's funny to me when people are like, oh, you're showing off, blah blah. I'm like, if I tell you about the bad things, I get a round of applause. But if I tell you about the good things, I'm showing off. What if both things are just me sharing where I'm at in my journey? Even last year, like, bro, I shared it, or end of when we did that sit down podcast, I just talked about, yeah, this year was fucking tough, but like, you get a round of applause for like sharing your struggles, but like, if you share your successes, you're like, it's showing off. So I think that's something I've battled with, because it's, for so long I was sharing everything I'm doing and my successes, and then at a certain point it's like, no one cares.
Yeah.
Whereas now I feel like, because we're so far away from the goal, people are like, oh, I know it's like weird numbers and scales, but it's still like, listen, it's still like someone who's making $1,000 a month and they want to get $10,000 a month, you know, or like someone who's worth has 100k in savings and we're trying to get to 1 million saved. Like, it's still the same thing, it's just different, obviously different skills.
It's so exciting, bro.
So yeah, that's the goal. I think
10 years 5
10 I feel like I honestly can do it. I really do. 5 years scares me. 7 years.
7 years.
7 years.
Okay, we'll bring this up. It's currently 2025 March.
Yeah,
and you're 10th of the way.